really got heavy into real estate was in light industrial and commercial in the Texas market. Mm-hmm. Our local community wasn't really known for commercial or being a lot of great deals out there, or even the top side was not as high as what if we flew to Houston, and Mike's brother lives out in Houston. So we chased after light industrial and commercial buildings. And the way that we did it is we went and knocked on doors of little guys that own buildings.
You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to and watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Carrie Lutz. Well, hey, you know, they say those who can do, those who can't teach. And as my sister used to say, those who can't teach, teach teachers. So Mike and Bo, real estate guys, guys who are actually doing it, have done it, built projects. They're into multifamily storage. And guys, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on. So you've been best friends for 30 years and business partners. That's quite an accomplishment.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Like, what's the key to staying friends? Because, you know, like, money's on the line, stuff happens. It's not unusual for friendships to break up over money, is it?
No, exactly. Real common, right? Honestly, we grew up in the same community. Mike's a couple years older than me. Actually knew of Mike because when he was like 19 years old, he was actually in the Rotary Club with my dad. So he was in there with all the old cats, and he was a young buck that was in there just trying to network and figure things out because he had the entrepreneurial spirit and just didn't know what to do with it. So I knew of Mike. Mike's got two other brothers that I grew up with, one of them. Another one's an older one that's a business partner of ours as well. But that's how we were actually best friends for a long time before we ever did any business together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. So you kind of knew what to expect, right?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. And any partner we get in, because we have, you know, 43 different companies, we have multiple partners. So we make sure we partner with like-minded people with the same morals that we have, and the same, whether it goes from health, spiritual, whatever it is, just you got to be with good people in order for any relationship, a marriage, or anything to stay together. So you make sure you know the person you're going into business with, and you have the like-minded goals. And we did. We were aligned. We talked for years before we ever did one business deal.
Yeah, we're just in a small community, so we both had businesses, but at those times, it really didn't make yeah. sense to necessarily be partners in them. Mike was in
retail
furnitures, video stores, laundromats, car washes. I was in bread distribution, construction, pool construction. And then once him and his brother started to do a little bit of real estate stuff, and then there was room for partnership and it made sense for us to become partners, we jumped on that train probably back in 2015. And that's when everything kind of scaled and took off for us.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So you've been in this a while. What do you think the key to your success is?
My thing is not chasing all the fads and realizing, you know, I grew up in the 80s, and in the 80s, they had the late night commercials, that get rich quick scheme. And yeah. Honestly, I ended up buying a couple of those courses. And then I knew I didn't need Tony Robbins because no one needed to tell me to give me more energy or more motivation. So that wasn't going to be it. So I already had all the motivation. I just needed direction, you know, so not chasing. And I had a couple of good old guys that were either landlords from my video stores that I got to know and just listen to reason, you know, like, this is going to be a long haul. This is a marathon. So it's not going to happen quick. And I didn't lose one penny in Bitcoin because I didn't put $1 in it. You know, we tested the market in Verbos, realized we're in a transient area or where it'd be seasonal. So there's no money in that. So just staying into the long term. In 08, we didn't come out and start flipping houses in Vegas. That's 90 miles away. Because everyone we talk to now, they flipped all those homes. If they would have kept half of them, they wouldn't be talking to us asking for advice. And now they are. So we put those slow and controlled and buy undervalued, keep them long term, and we don't buy anything that doesn't cash flow.
So you don't believe in flipping, eh?
It hasn't worked out for us because every building we have sold, you buy a couple hundred pieces of property, you're going to end up selling one to someone you're leasing to or selling one for whatever reason. But we've never sold a building that we don't wish we owned today. So when that happens to you, slap you in the face a couple times, you go, why don't we just keep them all? And so that's what we do.
All right. That's so cool. Like, you know, I like your guys' attitude. Hey, so you've done a lot of deals. What's the biggest mistake you guys have made in your 30 years?
Not building the back office staff fast enough for me. I would say just not recognizing the value.
You didn't realize.
No, we didn't. We're not college educated. Left high school, and our last jobs, both of us, we were 18 years old. So you learned it all on as you moved on. And I opened up my first video store when I was 19. Made more money in the second day than we thought we were going to make in 3 years. But I didn't have anybody in an office to open the mail, pay the bills, 941s, teach me about taxes. So I spent a few years trying to play catch up after that. So my thing is if you're fortunate enough to get successful, make sure you got a staff behind you to take care of the things that need to be taken, because you need to be chasing the money.
You need to value your time.
Yeah.
Right. No, I totally get you guys. Do either of you regret not having gone to college?
Not really. You know, I spent 3 years in school, and only because I was going for sports to play basketball in college. So that's why I was actually going. I always had the assumption that I was going to possibly be an educator, and then also just so I could do some coaching and then still be able to do business on the side. But I realized that my true passion was being an entrepreneur and chasing the money. And so the life lessons that we learned, I think that paid tenfold what a college education would have done for us.
And in traditional school, you know, I struggled getting C's to get out of high school. So I knew there wasn't a line for me at the local college. So I always knew I was going to be an entrepreneur. I was been hustling since I was six, selling stuff door to door, bake sales at school, just always had some kind of side thing going on. So I knew which direction I was going.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, all right. Hey, college's not for everybody. And I don't see it as being a must either, right?
Well, I sent my boys to school, so I don't have anything against it. You know, I got three adult children that I've put into college, and I got my 18-year-old's a freshman. We'll see if he makes it all the way through. But I don't have if you don't have a direction where you know you want to go when you get out of school, it's a great time to figure it out. I suppose I never did it, but I already had a direction. I just needed to point my jets in the right direction, and I'll ask.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, hey. So if somebody's starting out now, what do you tell them? What advice would you give if they were in a position that you were in when you started out 30 years ago?
Well, my thing is I feel jealous because all the information that is available today seems like a cheat sheet. If I would have had YouTube, I wouldn't have had half the problems I had. So I didn't put enough value into connecting with the right people soon enough. So again, surround yourself by the people you want to become. And if you don't do that, you're going to become the people you're already hanging out with. So if you want to level up and have a better life, you literally need to, even if you have to pay money to get around somebody, you know, I didn't believe in that stuff soon enough to realize, guess what? You could buy yourself into this club or this situation where you can be around the people you want to be with. And there's a value into that.
Yeah.
I wish I would have realized that I need to surround myself with people that I'm trying to become. If I'm an actor and I have a chance to pay 10 grand to go hang out with Brad Pitt for a weekend in acting school, why wouldn't you do it, you know? And I just put up the value into that type of thing, and I wish I would have sooner.
I love it.
Coaching people ourselves.
All right. So tell me about your deals. How do you find them? How do you make them come to fruition? How's it work?
A lot of it, I would say we owned real estate, but when we really got heavy into real estate was in light industrial and commercial. In the Texas market, our local community wasn't really known for commercial or being a lot of great deals out there, or even the top side was not as high as what if we flew to Houston. And Mike's brother lives out in Houston, so we chased after light industrial and commercial buildings. And the way that we did it is we went and knocked on doors of little guys that own buildings, or we found dilapidated buildings that are down around the oil refineries. Mike's brother lives down in a Texas City area, but bought a bunch of light industrial buildings that were close to the refineries, and the subcontractors needed a place, a building within a proximity of the refinery. And so we bought those old buildings, fixed them up, and then leased those out. So our initial way of scaling was just by not necessarily looking on LoopNet or Craigslist or getting the local realtor. It would actually be, you know, we developed relationships with a lot of the local realtors, the top realtors in those communities. But we actually, a lot of it is just boots on the ground, staying up till 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, driving through the old shitty communities and looking for buildings, writing them down on a notepad, going back to the office the next morning, looking up, seeing the contact information, what the rents were in that area. We just coached ourselves up on what we knew and started buying those. And then the lessons that we learned over years of buying a bunch of light industrial buildings, we scaled that into multifamily, bought a shitload of multifamily. Jumped into in 2017, we jumped into self-storage, and now we own over 43 different self-storage facilities. But the majority of them were all with that same approach of knocking on the door, finding out who the owner of the property is, and then develop a relationship. And if you didn't buy it that day, within the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to own it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's what it is. Just, there's so many old guys out there. And if it's not the old guy, it's the kids, because we missed the old guy passed. And now we're buying it from the kids who don't put as much emotional value into it. But a lot of those old guys, they'll just hang on to old shit, whether it's an old car in the garage, just because it's easier to keep it than it is to sell it. Who wants to deal with the hassles of getting rid of something? So when we knock on doors, so many times they're done with their mechanic shop or their transmission shop or their valve shop, and they'll let them sit. Because they don't even know, you know, they made enough money. It's not about the money anymore. Now it's just about getting rid of the property. And so a lot of them are abandoned properties, well, the ones that the weeds grow up on. A lot of them, we give guys an opportunity to retire. We knock on the door, hey, you ready to retire yet? But we are real patient, build a relationship, get back to them every 6 months. 3 years later, they sell it to us.
And I think a lot of it is with our, you know, starting out just owning small businesses, and we're all about providing huge, great value, best buying experience that you can, customer services, everything, and developing relationships with our clientele and our customers and all of our businesses. We took that same approach
to real estate.
So we develop relationships with these old cats that own these buildings, and eventually at some point in time, you're going to end up being able to purchase them.
A bunch of years go by, a guy that's 80 turns 90. Now it's time to sell. So you never know where someone's at, but you just be patient and realize that they love their property and they're not ready to sell it. We've never taken no for an answer, ever. You just come back again.
Persistence pays off, right?
Persistence and discipline, two things you have to have. If you don't have either one of those, hang it up, go work for TSA. Yeah, we need safe skies.
Everybody wants to do that, right? And could tell you... Daddy, when I grow up, I want to be a TSA agent, right?
You nailed it.
All right.
So, you got to play a lot of Fortnite.
Yeah. Well, that'll work too, right?
Yep.
All right. So,
nice.
As far as your kids go, you going to encourage them to get into the business?
I encourage them to take any direction that's going to make them happy, because that's the best path in life, right? Get something that's going to make you happy. I don't really wish my path on anyone, because Bo and I were grinders, missed a lot of weddings, funerals, and all the other things you're supposed to attend to build our business. And now we're able to do whatever we want, whenever we want. But that's a tough grind, and you got to be ready for it. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're going to grind that way, you're hardwired from the beginning. You know, I really do think that there's some of that in you. I don't recognize any of that in my kids, but one's an entrepreneur, the other one's a firefighter, and the other one just went off to college, and we'll see where that goes. But I welcome to help anybody, but I don't try to push it on anybody, because it's we take our business, we have a blast doing it, but we're trying to go as fast as we can, as hard as we can.
And like Mike said, we don't wish it on everybody. I mean, yeah. We recognize the value of it. I think we just enjoy it so much.
Love it.
But we've realized that you get older in years and you realize it's not for everybody. But if you are into it, we know how to help you to scale and acquire the things that we have. We've written the script. We've made all the mistakes, so we know how to direct people. That crystal ball that we say is so cloudy when you're a young entrepreneur, business guy, a real estate investor, whatever you want to call it, that crystal ball gets clearer and clearer the older and the more experience that you have.
Right.
All right. So you got a crystal ball, huh? Still in the crystal ball, huh?
It's still a little cloudy, but yeah.
We started with one of those eight balls that you shake and then you look at it, tells you what to do.
How does that work, the eight ball method of business? I haven't tried it lately, but sometimes you got to make a decision, and you know, sometimes you just do the eight ball routine, right?
But our routine around here in our saying, it's even on the back of some of the shirts we have, is take action and figure the F out. Because so many times when we coach people, they're fear. There's fear that's stopping them from doing what they really want to do. And they think by reading these books, you're going to figure it out. Well, I have nothing against reading every business book that's out there, but we meet people that read so many books, you just go, when are you going to put down the tire, Fritz?
Take action. Man?
You know, you're never going to have all the answers. So a lot of people are waiting for the exact map, blueprint, how to get to that success. Well, it's just a long path and it's different for everybody. So we can show you the direction, but you got to figure out your own path, right?
Yeah, I think you're correct. Everybody's got to find their own way through life, and whatever happened to you, happened to you, and, you know, you move on, right?
Amen.
Yep.
That's we agree 100%.
So how do we find you guys? How do we connect with you guys on the web?
Honestly, the best way is probably through Instagram. I said, if you look up Mike and Bo on Instagram and DM us, that's probably the best way. Also, to reach out, another way, it's real simple, is just to shoot us a text. You can text us at 928-605-4335. We'll get right back to you and kind of let you know what we have that's out there as far as coaching on a weekly basis. We have consulting packages and stuff where we consult people in development work because of real estate. We've done quite a bit of development stuff to just everyday small business guys that are just looking to have a mentor there to help them, coach them through and take a look at their blueprint and make corrections that we see from our experiences. We've got a huge network of people behind us, like Mike said, from CEOs to CFOs to controllers. And another thing we haven't spoke on yet, but business partners. We got a lot of different
businesses too.
Yeah, we own Houston Motorsports, so we own five different Houston Motorsports dealerships. Cool. For Polaris, Can-Am, Yamaha, Golf Cart, just a bunch of different businesses like that are out there that we have really valuable partners that jump on. And if it's in a sector that we're not super versed in, we've got a partner in some business that we're involved in that is going to bring value.
All right. Hey, appreciate you guys coming on. If you've got a question for myself, for Mike and Bo, shoot me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. And the link to their Instagram and other info will be in the show notes. This interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Make sure you sign up for your free newsletter. Guys, appreciate you coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Right on. Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.